You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with...
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements. And our topic this morning, general building and maintenance. Good morning, Sean, and welcome back.
Yeah, good morning.
It feels like you've been away forever.
Yes, been busy with a project a little bit further out of the valley. So
yes.
Yeah, commitments were elsewhere.
Yes, well, welcome back, and it's nice to have you back.
Yeah, well, it's a change of the season now. The sun is out, and so people
We hope.
Well, for now, let's hope it stays away, but the people are definitely looking at their house and thinking it's time for an upgrade or time for maintenance. We can now start painting, waterproofing those areas that we found during the rain. So we'll look at that issue, water damage over the rainy period, how to repair different areas, things like that. Yeah.
Right. So you can start at the very beginning.
Or you start from the top.
Yes.
Yeah. So we would start from the roof, a tiled roof.
Yes.
You want to make sure that you inspect your tiled roof, that there's no cracks. You haven't got any bad cracks in your tiles. Often on the top ridge of your roof tiles, there's a special tile piece that goes across there. The cement often dries out and comes off, so it leaves areas where water can penetrate. So a good inspection of your tiled roof, if they are cracked tiles, rather remove those tiles and replace them with a new one.
Can you actually replace them? Because if these tiles are old, they have lots of discontinued batches.
They have different prints of tile as far as shapes go and the profile.
Yes.
So the older traditional profiles, you can still they've kept it similar. You could approach a couple of roofing companies. They often keep stock of a handful of tiles that of different profiles, so that if they have to do repairs, then they have it in their backyard.
They have stock.
Yeah. So if you look around, you should be able to find. There are other ways to repair them. If you use a membrane with a waterproofing liquid or rubberized or waterproofing liquid, you can actually repair that crack. But advisable, if it's a larger piece that's cracked off or a little bit of a hole or a bigger crack, it'd probably be better off to replace that tile. As far as painting tile, and also with the metal, the metal roof sheets, also have a look. If you started to see some rust, rust areas or parts of metal that are starting to perish, that happens over, they normally have a 10 to 15 year lifespan, or sometimes 20, depending on where you're situated, if you're near the ocean or, So again, you can repair these roof sheets if they are too far gone. Then I would advise that you get a roofing company in and get those roof sheets replaced. And parapets, so you have sidewall flashing. Make sure that it's a maintenance issue. You have to keep on maintaining these.
It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah. So once a year, just go up there, see what the waterproofing looks like around the edges. And just give it a nice coat of waterproofing liquid or sealant, just to maintain your parapets and areas where they've done waterproofing on the edges of the roof. Yeah.
Yes, and depend on how steep it is, you need the right gear.
Well, look at the safety issue. If it is too technical, rather bring in a roofing company or a waterproofing company that has the right harnesses, the right ladders. There's special ladders that hook onto roofs. So don't try and be hanging onto the side of a roof if you haven't got the right stuff. Painting roofs, both tiled and metal sheets can be painted. It just gives your whole house a new refreshed look. When it comes to a tiled roof, I would give it a jet wash clean. Get up there and just give it a gentle jet wash. Get all the grime and dirt off. And then you get a suitable a roof paint. Durham Roof Coat is one of them. It's a pure acrylic, UV-resistant, mold-resistant paint. Very good and quite cost-effective as well. So you would give two coats of that. With a brush is better, a nice big block brush. There are companies that do spraying. They actually come in, they spray your roof. I find their coats are very thin, so then it's not as thick as a brush would be. The brush just gets a lot of paint on that brush and gets it in there. But you know, if you're going to be painting your roof on a regular basis every 2 years or so or three, then I would there's nothing wrong with the spray option. When it comes to the metal roof, a little bit more tricky. You've got to give that thing a jet wash as well. Some soap, sunlight liquid or sugar soap, some form of soapy liquid. Wash it down, get it all clean. And then you would use a metal etch primer. It's a special primer that goes onto your galvanized sheets.
Onto your
sheeting. And once you've done the primer, you get the whole roof covered in that. Then you let that dry, and then you do two coats of roof coat.
So how long does this take?
It depends on the size of your roof, how tricky the situation is. It's a lengthy process.
Yeah,
the prep work is important. That you get all the, you know, if you get all the prep done right, then you should have a good result at the end.
Right. Now. Okay. So we've covered the roof.
The
now
roof.
We're moving on to.
So that'll change the whole look of your house. Either way. The roof tiles or the metal sheeting. Then we go to guttering. Your gutters over winter, they often get all blocked up. The wind has blown leaves. Your pipes or downpipes are full of leaves or buildup of dirt. Go around with nice soapy liquid. Brush out those gutters. Plastic, all aluminium. Have a look for any damage. I know in Simonstown and mountain areas, the baboons have caused havoc.
Seen some videos
hanging on gutters, pulling gutters off. So make sure that your brackets are all secure and you've got the right angle for the water to flow away. So just an inspection on that area. And once you've done that, then you can give it all a nice clean.
Because cleaning gutters is very important, is it not? I mean, although one might
a lot of people don't forget they even have gutters. I've seen small forests growing some gutters, you know, and they wonder why their house is flooding or why,
So what equipment do you use? Like you said, brush it off and clean, but what when you need to get inside, because some of the gutters are arched, and so what do you use to actually clean them?
You can get a little soft brush or an angled brush or something that can just get there. As I said, a lot of soap, liquid soap, things that can soften as you scrape in or brushing.
Yes.
It's generally leaves and grass and buildup of weird things.
And mud. There's sometimes mud too with the rain.
So, and just make sure that the outlets are also clean. So that downpipe, take a little rod and just rod it down there. Make sure it's not blocked up. And you can check it once you've cleaned everything. Run water down there. Just see everything is free flowing. Yeah. And that's from the top. I would say maintenance that's required on there.
It's important maintenance.
But people realize it in winter, you know, all these issues. Flashings around fireplaces. We get a lot of those issues. People think you put a fireplace and then 10 years later they wonder why the roof is leaking around that area. Again, it's waterproofing that deteriorates in the sun. It needs to have a continuous maintenance on it. So there are special products that you can get from fireplace installers, and they come and inspect your roof and can either replace the flue or install a new flue for you and do some new waterproofing. Yeah, so that's also something people need to check on.
Yeah, that's something you don't really think about all the time, do you? Because, I mean, you've got the fireplace, you don't think up there.
Yeah, and often your flue is exposed to the elements, so with the, it gets very hot and cold and it starts to rust. And then you're getting holes in the actual metal of the flue as well.
Yes. Yeah. Because it makes sense. Because, I mean, we've got a fireplace. But and just like you said, if you don't do the maintenance and then it perishes around on the top. And then when the rain came, it did.
Yeah. And, those old cowls, the cowls that used to spin around, often it's all metal. It oxidizes, it rusts. And then the pin of the cowl actually breaks off. Suddenly the cowl just flies off and then your roof is, your fireplace is exposed.
Yeah. And like you said, the baboons do a lot of damage there too because, you know, they have fun.
it's their playground.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, and from there you can work your way down. It goes to your walls. We have a lot of areas where with all the rain, some foundations have taken a knock. Because of the water levels, so houses have started to subside. There's different levels of that. It can be quite severe, depending on who the engineer originally was involved, or if it was a home builder that took a chance and just added on a section of house and the foundations weren't done properly. So, yeah, you need to...
So how do you sort that out if it's... collapses.
It can be very technical. There are ways to save a house. We've saved a few houses in the past. Definitely an engineer would be brought in and to assist. But
is that got something to do with pinning?
Underpinning that we do and also piling. Yeah. Piling's a bit more technical.
So how do you do that? Because I've heard many people talk about my house needs underpinning, but... You know, so break it down for
us. Look, definitely engineering. As a builder, we work with the engineer. And we follow his guidelines, so we kind of know what he expects that we do what he wants.
Yes.
The severity of it will vary. It could be you could see a slight crack on the inside of your house, or the crack could start growing. Those aren't too severe. You can still remedy that. But we've seen proper subsidence where the house is... the actual floor level has started to drop inside the house, yeah.
So then what do? You've got to start digging and going down to foundation level?
Yeah, you literally have to chop up the whole floor level on the inside. You would have to, at intervals, underpin the house with a solid concrete. Yeah.
And I suppose with the bad weather that we have had and it's been wet, you've seen a lot of this.
Well, we've seen a lot in the mountains. Some property in the mountain has underwater rivers that they've never seen before because of all this water, and the water will always find a way.
Yeah. But how do you drain that?
Well, you see, the idea is to keep the water away from your house. And now what do you do when it's actually going under your house? You have to try and get to the source as from wherever you can and either put a well point in. There's companies that do wells for you. That'll at least alleviate a lot of the pressure.
Yes.
And then digging channels around the house. There's a lot of pumps, water pumps involved that keep on pumping continuously to keep the water low. It can be quite technical. Every job will have to be assessed.
Yeah. It sounds very technical.
Yeah. It'll have to be assessed and then look at the best way forward.
As a house owner, it must be terrifying, when that does happen.
You've got to install some stormwater channels. You've got to look at areas. I think every house you can see where the buildup of water is. That's why we tend to try and keep water as far away from the house as possible. You don't want anything trying to compromise your foundations.
Is that why people have walls, retaining walls? Is retaining walls got a lot to do with that?
To hold soil back.
Yes.
So if you're on different elevations on the property, retaining wall would be more on that issue.
Yeah. So we are busy with the DIY feature with Sean Anderson from Anderson Improvements. And we do – good morning, Lapis.
Hi, guys. Thank you, like always, for a wonderful, wonderful show. I really enjoy everything you do there at Zone Radio. My name is Lapis. Just a little question for you, Andy Man, there, while he's here. It's about floor tiles, though. I hope he doesn't mind. I looked at every single tile place in the whole of Cape Town. I'm not kidding you. And I cannot find the old-fashioned small tiles, floor tiles. They're 50 by 50, I think, or 25 by 25. They're all these huge, big tiles. Does he know of anywhere that I can try? Thank you very, very much.
So, yeah, regarding that question, tiles are very tricky because they go out of fashion. They go, different trends come in. It's very difficult to whenever we do a bathroom or a kitchen or I do floor tiling, I tell the client, keep two or three boxes of this stuff. You know, rather have more in stock because, you know, if you ever have to patch up an area, at least you can find it. But saying that, if it's a plain tile, I'm not sure if this is a pattern tile or plain tile, there are companies like Ross Demolition. They come in and they do mass cleanouts of projects. And they've got a builder's yard. I mean, we're talking about, you can think of everything. Windows, doors, columns, posts, whatever. And they often have some finishing material as well as regarding tiles. The other area, I don't know if you've been down the Tile Mall, they call it, in Palmer Island. There's a lot of old tile shops there, some small, some big. It's not your usual CTM or Tile Toria or Ital Tal. They definitely, they've been around forever in Pardon Island. It's a bit of a schlep to go run around. That's why we call it the Tal Mall. But normally we come right there. Otherwise, you must look for builder's yards. Try all the different builder's yards. So, yeah, that would be my advice, yeah.
Or Lappies can give you a call later on and you can discuss and see what you could do for Lappies.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think you start with those areas, and then hope for the best. Also, keep a photo of the tiles whenever you go around, or even if you have a little piece, and they can see exactly what you're looking for. Yeah, yeah. And good luck.
So I hope that answers your question, Lapis. So yes, so we've covered the roof, and now we're doing the painting. Well, we've done retaining walls and.
Yeah, so again, the weather's cleared up and people are now looking at the external of their house, the walls. It's always before you repair inside your house, you've got to make sure that you've prevented everything getting into your house. So I would look at all the cracks around your property. There's hairline cracks. Get it chopped out. Get it fixed up properly. It's not about just putting in some painter's mate or something like that. There's better ways of fixing a crack. And once you have done a proper job on all the cracks, you've given the house a nice jet wash, waterproofing wherever necessary, you can give the house a nice coat of paint.
So do you jet wash first and then you
we
go to
the cracks?
We always
jet wash. We do a gentle jet. I wouldn't go kill the house with a stand like touching the wall with a sprayer. We stand about a meter or so back. You just want to get that buildup of dust and dirt and grime off the wall.
And what do you use to chip in? So for the cracks, as you said, cut out. What do you use?
A little 4-pound hammer and chisel. You know, just get in there, just open it up. See, you'll be able to see the extent of the crack and how bad it is. Yeah.
Sometimes you have to go deeper in, or depend.
Yeah,
like
a
you
lot
said,
of times
depends.
I go. You, if it's a bad crack, you go as deep in as you can. Yeah, and then there's a method that we do. That's done properly. So,
because I know there's foam
I wouldn't suggest. The foam is not structural.
Okay.
The foam is fine to close gaping holes. If you ever say a hole in your between your fascia board and your roof tile, or there's a little hole that you want to close up, you can spray a bit of foam. But yes. As far as structural cracks go, foam does nothing.
Right.
You need to have proper concrete bonding liquids. You've got to have, right. We even put in steel bars.
I wanted to ask
brackets.
You about that.
We put brackets across.
Yeah.
So there's different ways of doing it, yeah. Again, if it's really bad, an engineer would have to be involved. But we talk in hairline cracks now, aesthetics. Those are, you know, your general wear and tear.
Yes.
So, again, use a very good quality paint. I know Midas has a good range. Yeah, Midas Lux 240, which I use. And, Yeah, so good quality paints, you can't go wrong. Then two coats, you'll last another 5, 10 years. And yeah, I think in general, just make sure that you use the right products, get the right people to do the job. If they're using the wrong product or the wrong material, even the wrong roller can affect the look of your finish. So I think Paintsmiths here in the Valley is the right place to go. Go get all your goodies, your anything that's required. I'm sure they would help you with that.
Yes, and they are. They're very, very helpful.
Your other issue would be around the windows and doors. A lot of people say, where's all this water coming into my house? And I take one look at around the window and the seal is gone, or the cottage pane windows are letting water in.
That must be happening a lot now because of the amount of rain everyone has had, and it's wood.
Well, even aluminium, because aluminium needs to be polyurethane sealed around the edges to keep the water out. If water gets in under there, it'll go into your cavity, and then from your cavity, it fills into your wall. So, you also got to make sure the windows are sealing properly, that the hinges and the door is closing properly. If it's not, water will penetrate through there as well.
Especially swollen doors. I mean, especially wooden doors now and windows with the rain.
Timber doors can be a nightmare, especially if they're weather-facing. We've often had to just replace a door. They're beyond repair. And whenever I do that, I just advise a client to rather go with aluminium. As we take a timber window out, we are replacing with aluminium. Long-term, very low maintenance, and it's just the way to go. The cost is actually on par now. There used to be a big variety of cost between the aluminium and the timber. Timber's got very expensive, and you also have to do a lot of treatment on timber, either wood primer and then Valvaglow, water-based Valvaglow. You have to get the glazing, where aluminium comes full package, comes all coated, color-coated.
Yes.
Glass is all in. It just gets fitted, and you're done. Yeah, so... Yeah.
And the aluminium comes in different colors now.
You can choose different colors. They have standard colors, and then they have your custom colors, which would then cost a bit more because it has to be sent away for special color.
How often would you have to treat, is it yearly? Do you need to just treat the aluminium or the...
The aluminium is very low maintenance. You just give it a wipe down with some soapy water every now and then. Again, the issue on the aluminium is to make sure that the silicon seal that goes around the perimeter is not perished, because the sun can eat into that, and you'll start getting some cracks that appear.
I suppose being coastal, you'd need to, check that more often, especially if you're around the coast.
Yeah, and I think the worst would be those cottage pane windows with the putty starts to perish, and then you'd have to go and take out all the dried out old putty and redo the putty work.
And becomes a headache.
it depends how much time you have on your hands, and if you enjoy a monotonous job, then you can get stuck in.
So, Sean, is there anything else you want to share with us?
No, I think just that's, keep looking at the house and look for areas that need improvement.
All right. You want to give out your contact number?
It's Anderson Improvements, 083-316-5752.
All right. Good. And Lapis has just come through, Sean, before we say goodbye. He says, thanks, guys. I've walked the mile. No luck. They all just sell big tiles. We'll go to Ross. Interesting place. Thank you, Lapis. Cool. We just hope you come right. Sean, thank you for coming in and sharing your knowledge and expertise with us. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
There we go.
All right. Have a lekker lekker day.
Back to work.
Yes. Bye-bye.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the Valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive. Sunnydale.